Brandon Page. I'm at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred. I'm a program coordinator for the CHEMA program, and I am a field trial administrator for some of the CRDF work we do.
Tell us about psyllid counts statewide last year versus the previous year.
We had a couple differences in 2014 versus 2013. We started off the year in February with the psyllid population on a statewide basis being lower than we've ever been in February for 2014 compared to the year prior. But then in July of 2014, we were at about an average of 11.5 psyllids per block for the entire state, whereas in 2013, we were at about 6. So a significant increase in psyllid population in July. And then in December of 2014, we were about 2 percentage points higher than we were in 2013. So it was about an average of 6 psyllids per block for 2014 and 4 psyllids per block for 2013.
So an increase in some months of almost 100%, like in July, wasn't it?
In some situations, yes. I think most of the growers would agree that psyllid populations this year have been a little higher. Control measures have been effective, but maybe not to the point where we would like them. I think it really goes to speak that this time period we're in right now, this dormant period, is very important that everybody get involved with their CHEMAs, participate in the coordinated sprays. This is our best time to really lower populations prior to the spring flush and bloom period, where we traditionally see a large increase in psyllid populations because they go uncontrolled at that time. While the dormant sprays for psyllids are very important, and it is our best opportunity to control psyllids and keep them at a very low level going into our springtime events, those two coordinated sprays by themselves are not enough to keep populations at a low level throughout the year. There will be coordinated sprays, at least 2 or 3, maybe 4 more, in these various CHEMAs throughout the state. It's very important that all growers try to participate with their CHEMAs in order to maintain a low psyllid population throughout the year.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.